Home Style Aged Care, fifth quarter.
So we've got Mark Blitzarves joining us down here on K-Rock Football. Mark, not the way to unfortunately celebrate Paddy's 350th. What did the coach say after the game? Took you straight into the rooms.
Yeah, tough game. It would have been lovely to get the win for Pat. But Pat spoke to us then, actually. Just thanked us for the week for him and his family. And I've said it before in our wins and our losses, that's led by our leaders, and that is Pat and that is Scotty. Win, lose or draw, we always stay constant. So, tough night. Obviously, a lot of things we need to work on, but we're in a great position heading to the bye.
It obviously a different scenario from last weekend against the Bombers. Brisbane coming off a couple of losses as well. They really were hard and low at the ball early doors. It really put you on the back foot.
Yeah, and they had some really good forward half turnovers from some of our not so good kicks. So I thought they moved the ball really well. They're a really highly skilled team, and some of their handball and kicking chains were really hard to defend. And they got through us. So credit to them. They came down and they played some really good football, and we weren't able to respond the way we wanted to.
Blitz Kingy with Cass and Neil. We won't hold you for long. Did you get the sense early that things were just a little bit off?
We were always still very positive. Even at three-quarter time, we're really excited for the opportunity and the challenge to be, not that we want to be, but five goals down, and we know we can score quick, and we're really positive and hungry for that opportunity. They made us pay in the elite way that elite teams do. So, it's something we need to work on.
You obviously didn't have the luxury. You did spend some time up around the ball, but not the luxury probably of playing on the wing. How do you change your mindset with all of that going into a game knowing that's probably a little bit more behind the footy than usual?
Yeah. As I said before, just a little bit of a strength of mine. I feel that I can adapt. So I did the whole pre-season behind the ball, and Snibs Kelly's really good as the coach to straighten me and narrow my focuses. Whatever they need me to do, I'm very happy to do. So it was more behind the ball tonight. I thought Brisbane really stretch us as defenders. They like to hold forwards ahead, and the way they use it, if they use it really well like that, it's really hard to defend, and it felt like that a bit tonight.
And Mark Harris-Andrews, just an immovable object. He was almost impossible to get it round at times.
He is. He's so strong, and I'll stand next to him. He's about, whatever he is, definitely over 200 centimetres. He's so tall, and he just does the fundamentals so well. And if you can't mark it, it's a big spoil towards his teammates. So, he's always a focus when we play them. He's really influential tonight.
And just, probably not a positive, but for Shannon Neal playing on Harris Andrews, just a great experience for him. He's only playing tonight just his 35th game of footy, and to play on one of the premier defenders, just a great opportunity for him to continue to develop.
It is. It's a great way of looking at it. Obviously we're disappointed with the result, but it's a great way of looking at it for Scratcher. Harris is one of the best defenders in the game, and if Scratch wants to get to where he wants to get, which is one of the best forwards in the game, he's going to have to compete with these guys each week. So, he's as eager as anyone asking questions to learn. So he'll take this opportunity to go back through and definitely improve for the rest of the season.
Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter, the next best thing to being at home. Speaking with Vanquished Cat, Mark Blitzarves, here's Neildy.
Mark, listen, just one from me. You said that Paddy spoke to you after the game. I think there'll be a number of Geelong people leaving the game now. They'll be a little bit disappointed, like you are, on the result. What's it been like playing with him? I think you're the one that's played more games with him at the Cats than anybody else. Some massive number, like it's well over 150. Can you just, in a minute or two, give us a quick summary what it's been like playing with him? Because it's amazing effort, 350 games.
Yeah, I only recently found that stat out, that I'm the teammate that's played the most with him, and I sort of found myself thinking about that today, that I'm really fortunate. He's one of the greatest players to have ever played the game, and for me to be a part of that, it's really special. So I mean, the things you see him do is so powerful. Things I can't comprehend, because I would never be able to do it. But it's amazing. It's front row seat to the Paddy Show. He's put us on his back numerous times. So from a football sense, it's incredible. It's probably the things that maybe the public don't see as much, as I mentioned, when he speaks to us there behind closed doors in the footy department with the players, with the staff, with everyone. He's a really special person. So he does so much more than just play football, but Dizzy plays football well.
Blitz, thanks for joining us. Commiserations. Enjoy your break. Anything planned, or do you stick around the region?
No, I'll stick around the region. Good time to physically and mentally recharge. We'll rest the batteries, and as we spoke about, we just got a really good opportunity ahead. So still fully focused while having a rest.
We'll see you in 15 days. Good luck for the break, and we'll see you against the Tigers.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Mark Blitzarth joining us on K-Rock Football.
Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter.